Had I known I was going to end up in a frigid Russian jail cell by day's end, I'd have worn more layers. But of course, hindsight was a callous bitch with perfect vision, and the two of us had never seen eye to eye. To be honest, I still wasn't sure what I'd done to deserve this shit. I didn't mean that karmically, either. I'd earned consecutive life sentences in that department, and knew better than to appeal to fairness. Killing people isn't great for one's chi. Still, the day had started off innocently enough. A lukewarm cup of coffee, a bagel with cream cheese, and a relatively unremarkable trip to Logan International Airport. I'd met up with the sicko squad's off-duty Special Agent Leo Jeffries and his band of freaky misfits, including their newest would-be recruit, my ex-lover and Boston PD detective Jimmy Collins. "It's a trial run," Leo had clarified as we watched Jimmy shuffle through the automatic doors with a slew of black straps strung across his chest, his broad shoulders hardly straining from the weight of the three bulging duffel bags. The size of the bags made me wonder what the hell they'd packed. I knew it wasn't guns, more's the pity. Airport personnel tend to frown on transporting firearms overseas, not to mention armed passengers. I ached to have my own private arsenal, but all I'd packed were the necessities. Boots, tennis shoes, heels, a few mix-and-match outfits, and enough makeup to keep me from looking too much like a vampire. Between my extremely pale skin and bright red hair, it took a bit of work to make me look human, let alone a fresh-faced beauty. Watching Jimmy close the distance, his body looking remarkably fit beneath his button-down shirt and blue jeans, I wished I'd packed more. Silly, but true.